Eugia?
It's me, Keisha, and I hope I don't pass out because the
Yeah.
smell of liquid plumber in here is so strong
Oh,
that
okay.
I don't know. I might go under, but I guess it'll dissipate in 15 minutes.
I didn't expect to have a start like that, but
I
I
know,
guess
but
there's nowhere to go but up.
I didn't expect the old man to pour liquid plumber down the drain right a minute ago, but he did.
Oh boy.
And
Oh well.
apparently there's some Canadian plumbing issues going on with the venting or something like that. I don't really
Canadian
understand
plumbing
venting.
issues. Okay.
Oh no, I don't mean to offend our Canadian listeners. I'm just repeating what my husband has said, and he always
Canadian
blames it
plumbing.
on Canadians, yeah.
That's from his days as a Mainer, huh?
I don't know a thing about plumbing, but he says there's something about, what is it about the venting?
Before the trap.
They vented before the trap, whatever the hell that means.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you? Because you go to Lowe's every day.
I went to Lowe's last night. Thank you very much. I had my gift card burning a hole in my pocket, and
What did you get? Some grout?
I got no, I'm good for grout. I got some of those PVC beadboard shiplap type boards.
Ooh, that sounds nice for like a kitchen area or.
Well, it's going to be for the kids' bathroom area. Yeah. But
So like a chair rail kind of height.
I think it's going to go all the way up. There's some
Okay.
moisture problem in that room, and I think somehow
So
water
you're
gets
just
all
going to
over the
cover it
place.
up?
I'm going to cover the whole if I could just like do the whole room floor to ceiling. Yeah, just seal it up with a hole in the middle for the drain, you know. That's what I would do,
Okay.
Gia. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for
But
you. Okay.
while I was there, somebody talked to me as if I was an employee there, and that made me very happy and excited. And I did try to help them, but then they
Both
started to sort of back away.
aspects of that are funny, like the fact that somebody spoke to you that way and your reaction that you'd be
Yeah.
happy about it.
Yeah, they didn't even ask if I worked there. They just started asking questions, you know. And it's
And
like,
did you know the answers, like where stuff was?
well, they were looking for some vanity, like a mirror, though, like a medicine chest mirror. And I
Yeah.
said, "Well, I know where the vanity aisle is, but I could look on my phone to see what aisle the mirror." And they just were like, "No, we're good." They just sort of, they didn't run,
Crazy
but.
lady.
Anyway, so that's the highlight of my week so far.
Well, I guess we should talk about General Hospital.
Yeah,
And there's a
let's.
lot to be excited about in the past
Yeah,
few days.
lots of action, lots of exposés. Is that the word I want to use? Of
I don't know. Can you use it in a sentence?
I
Is
don't
that any?
want to today. Well, just sort of reveals. Maybe reveals is the word I'm
Reveals,
looking for.
okay. Reveals and
Yeah.
dressing down, some dressing downs and dressing up.
Yeah. Yeah. What did,
And
okay,
for
let's start
me,
with, yeah, go ahead.
well, for me, the biggest thing is worlds colliding.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate on that, Gia?
You don't know? You don't even know which worlds collided?
Well, there were lots of worlds colliding, right? I mean, are we talking about like Elizabeth and her parents, or
Well, that's yeah.
and then the new Heather and
Right,
Finn.
New Heather, but well, I guess you wouldn't. I don't. Well, I expect too much of you.
I'm so sorry.
Try not to be disappointed, but Elizabeth's mother, does she seem at all familiar to you in any way, or do you, anything interesting about her, or what, like what
No, not, I'm not going to give you the answer you're looking for. Both of those people, the parents, seemed very soft, and I couldn't imagine them roughing it in a third world country.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that aspect of them. They did seem, yeah, a little bit soft, middle-aged soft.
Like us. They seem like us.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to tell you, because the worlds that are colliding for me are Star Trek.
Oh, is it another soap or something?
No, Star Trek.
Oh, Jesus. Like, I'm going to know that, Gia. How long have we known each other now?
I thought just because you do follow a little social media about General Hospital.
I didn't see that in any stories that popped up. No.
Oh, my God. They had the little insignia on the shirt. You know, the little Starfleet insignia. Uh-huh. You know, the thing that you smack to speak to the ship. That is a character named Tasha Yar from Star Trek The Next Generation.
See, I know you think I'm going to be excited and interested, and I
feel like we've actually talked about Tasha Yar before, and I know I've talked about her a fair amount with She was a really important character.
Okay, all right. So you were excited to see her then? Is that the short of it?
Well, she looked vaguely familiar, and then I saw on Facebook on some page or something. And I was like, oh, my God, that is Tasha Yar. and I wouldn't have thought it. I can't think of the actual actress's name. And that's not important. Who cares who it is?
No. Tasha Yar. I like hearing Tasha you say Yar. That. Well, I'll give you that much.
She got killed off early on.
Yeah.
She was this, like, kick-ass security officer.
Okay.
And, I mean, she was just kick-ass. She was, like, killer good. She was tough.
Okay.
And anyway, she got killed off in an episode with this entity that was just like an oil slick. And it was such a, like, when I watched The Next Generation now, which was like within our lifetime and was like, I believe, like the next series after the original Star Trek, I believe.
This
if I've got
the
my
one
Star Trek
with
Picard
Patrick
and
Stewart,
Riker and
Patrick
yes,
Stewart, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
like
but
him,
when I watch
help?
It, huh?
I like him. Does that help?
Yeah, oh, I love him. But anyway, it seemed modern at the time. But when you watch it now, it's like charmingly low budget seeming.
Yeah.
But anyway, she died in this episode with an evil, like what basically looked like an oil slick, and it was just an evil entity, and it was simply purely evil. There was no placating it. There was no reason. It was
just a big, inexplicable loss.
Yes. And she wasn't wearing a red shirt. Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know who you think you're talking to. This is Keisha. This is Keisha, Gia.
Well, I just don't know how much pop culture you've absorbed.
I think that's in a separate column that from pop culture. It's for,
I don't think so. But anyway, so on Star Trek, you can kind of be guaranteed that if there's some character you've never met and they're wearing a red shirt, they're going to die.
Oh, okay.
You know, like they're going to get knocked off when they go down.
So you said
to that
she wasn't planet. Wearing a red shirt?
She wasn't. I mean, she was a regular character, and it was like just such a shock that she was just flat out killed and there wasn't any antidote.
And they didn't
follow
the red shirt system.
Right. And anyway, she was just gone. So anyway, I was so excited. Like there's freaking Tasha Yar as an older woman, you know.
You probably weren't really critiquing the scene itself. You were in some sort of a tailspin.
Today it was the second day that I saw her, so I was calmed down a little bit, and I've also been drinking a little bit since this afternoon, but anyway, that's not important. So I was critiquing what was going on today a little bit, but she's certainly changed, and as we all do when we age, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I was just so happy to see her, and I thought that they picked out it's not MacGyver, the father.
Right.
But I thought they did a good job of kind of picking out somebody that sort of looked like what MacGyver might look like, you know.
Yeah,
not that they
I agree.
You know, they don't frequently you know, they'll pick somebody that looks completely different, but
yeah, they don't seem to care most of the time, but I guess yeah. in this case.
But I kind of believe like, oh, that could be what MacGyver looks like now. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I'm all done. I'm sorry. I just took up like an hour talking about Tasha Yar. But,
yeah, I know. Nobody's more disappointed than me.
You want me to talk about Hairspray or something for a while?
We set up like all of these, you know, all these things we could talk about, and somehow.
Well, we're in to me, that Yar was like the territory. Biggest thing to talk about is that Tasha freaking Yar was on there.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I'll settle down. Okay.
Okay. So there was Tasha Yar, sure. So what did you think of just the whole dynamic between Elizabeth and these people who are her parents?
Well, they seem like monsters, of course.
there was something just, I don't know. It seemed like anybody could have written most of that dialogue, you know?
Yeah.
There was nothing very like original or interesting about it. Even when Elizabeth listed like every single thing she's gone through without them, you know.
Well, I was enjoying Elizabeth finally like just kicking butt,
unleashing. You know, and, I think she did the best she could, but
yeah. But it was like, well, there's got to be, you know, these seem like they're not like savages, you know. They're people that are living in a reasonably nice house and everything, you know. So they're not savages. So obviously there's an explanation coming, and I think we're obviously getting it, like, you know, Elizabeth killed somebody, apparently.
Like, do you think they distanced themselves from her in the hope that she wouldn't get all this stuff, the memories
back? Yeah, there's got to be some explanation where it was to protect her somehow or something like that.
Yeah, that seems like that's kind of their go-to, like they, in some silly way, thought they were always making the right decisions, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, the writing is kind of ridiculous in that whole.
Yeah, especially I know we're trying to be more grateful for hospital, but it feels like this is one instance where this has gone on for so long. There's been so much build up, you know, and then it's kind of like it's sort of falls flat for me a little bit. It's
none of that was really that, I guess, surprising. I was just so tingly about Tasha Yar.
I know you were, Gia. I know.
that carried the day for me. So, I don't know. I did kind of wonder, like, where's Terry? Is she just waiting in the car or something?
Well, Terry's a resourceful woman, and I think she's good at occupying herself, probably, right? Maybe she was texting Yuri.
I hope so.
Right?
So I guess, I don't know, it didn't fall as flat for me, but I was just waiting for, like, there had to be some reason, like, these weren't, like, crack addicts that abandoned their baby or something, you know. They were, like, caring, educated adults that there was got to be some reason other than just they were going to save the world, and so they didn't love their daughters, like that just didn't fly as an explanation. So now they're going to pin this whole Reiki thing on Elizabeth. Somehow they'll twist that into their reason for
raising.
What about the sister though, Sarah? Right,
Sarah. Like, she's we haven't seen her in a long, long time.
We don't know what she's up to.
No, we don't. I don't think so. I thought she was a doctor somewhere out west, right?
Was she? Did she suffer? Excuse me, suffer the same neglect?
I don't know. I think she was sort of the golden child. I don't really remember, because I feel like a lot of this history is, you know, recently manufactured. I'm not sure.
Right. That's a good way to put it. Recently manufactured. Yeah. Okay. But,
I feel like they're doing that a lot these days, and I'm not sure why. Yeah. You know?
Well, because they can.
I guess so.
They know our memories are so poor that.
Yeah, I guess. Is it easier to just bring back old characters and sort of, you know, rewrite history than to create new stories?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But okay, so speaking of bringing back old characters, should we move on to Heather Weber?
Sure, okay. Yeah. And
what do you got?
Well, I think I missed our original Heather, but this is a good Heather. I mean, she's really, really embracing the character, right?
I like her. Mm-hmm. I like her. Yeah, this initially
is Allie
I was
Mills,
like,
right?
Yeah. Holly? Haley?
Allie? It's Allie, right?
Our apologies to this actor.
Yeah, it's Allie
apparently
Mills.
She was the mother in something called The Wonder Years.
The Wonder
which
Years,
means nothing.
Yeah. She usually plays a very, very sort of wholesome-ish type person.
Oh,
so this
well,
is
no
a,
wonder
I'm
she's
sure
being
this,
so good. She's yeah. enjoying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only knew the last Heather
yeah,
Weber. Apparently
right.
there have been a couple.
I guess so. There's only the one that sticks in my mind who was the most recent one who did those wonderful paintings of sandwiches.
Right, the BLTs, yeah.
Those were
yeah.
really sort of brilliant.
Yeah, that was a great little yeah. Twist there, having
that.
Yeah,
that was like perfect hospital right there.
Yeah. But yes, I like this one. She had Finn really flustered, which was great.
Yeah, I liked when he was just like sort of looking through the window at her and his eyebrow raised sort of at whatever she was saying
yeah.
before he'd even met her, you know, he's like, whoa.
Yeah. And yeah, she was just, I thought she was just spot on. Perfect.
Yeah.
Get under your skin, in your face.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy person. And you know, the yeah. line about, I mean, even though it was pretty cliche, you're going to feel a little prick. Like that was just
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was good. That was good stuff.
So yeah, she'll be a nice addition. I don't know what we're doing there.
I'm not
her.
Sure either. And then we were forced to try to remember her history with Olivia, which it was
right.
vague.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Like, what
know,
is that? What's
Olivia
their connection?
Was going out with, was it another son of hers? Was it?
Who would that be?
I can't remember why.
Wait,
Steven, was
is
it Steven Weber? Is that his name?
Steven Weber.
And I can't remember if he. I don't know. I don't know. This is just going to make us.
Steven Weber.
I think so.
Was he like
and
the
Heather
guitar
was,
playing?
Yeah, I
doctor?
Think so. And Heather.
Oh,
didn't
I think you're right.
Olivia,
I think you're right.
And she yep. slipped Olivia some LSD at some point, but.
Yeah.
I don't know why Olivia is so upset. There, her life turned out all right.
Yeah, it's not bad now. But,
it's not bad. She's doing okay. So, yeah, there were a lot of things going on, weren't there?
Yeah.
And
so she's Franco's mother.
Right.
Right?
Right.
With Scotty.
Yes.
Like Scotty's Franco's yeah. father, biological
yes.
father. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the Weber, what is the Weber... Like, how is she related to Elizabeth Weber?
I don't. We're not going to be able to sort all that out, Gia. We're going to have to move over to something else.
You're just putting the kibosh on it. You're not even trying.
Yeah, sorry. She was probably
all right,
married.
I was
to,
like
Webers.
We got a.
There's so
Weber
many Webers,
family.
And I don't remember who's married who.
Okay.
You know.
All right. All right. What else you got? We had a lot of action, a lot of new people and a lot of returning characters.
Yeah, and a lot of our different storylines. They sort of got touched on, you know, but there weren't a
yeah.
lot of significant movements in a lot of places. Like this doesn't even seem like that interesting, but what's her name? Willow comes in for her appointment, right?
Yep, and she may have waited too long. Like, did she go
right,
past
like
the first trimester? That she was
apparently.
To...
You would have thought on like the very last day
you
of that.
Thought
first...
you would have had like an alert on your phone.
I know. Maybe you spent the night before the second trimester at the hospital.
Yeah, it's a little something, something. If it's
yeah.
that important, you
right.
know.
But still, her color looks good. She doesn't seem like, you know, she's...
Her nose is cold. Her coat is shiny.
Her coat is shiny. Yeah.
Yeah. She
I
still looks
know.
Good. She never looks like that day when the makeup yeah. people made her look like a ghoul, you know.
Right. And she should look more ghoulish now than she did then, right?
Right. Yeah. She should be like, clothes should be falling off her. And yeah.
Yeah. And also, and, like, I mean, this is sort of nitpicking, but, like, when TJ
let
was
it all talk- out let it out
I think I'm in a bad mood. I'm not sure why.
Oh, no. The lack of alcohol in your diet.
It could be. I thought about it. I thought about having a glass of something, Gia, but decided not to. So TJ's talking to Britt before Willow comes in for her
trying to horn in on her appointment. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, I guess I sort of understand. And then, like, Britt, I don't know, she talks to him like it's just... It just seems so clinical, and like there was nothing, like it was such a standard kind of speech. And you'd think that Britt's an interesting person. She probably could have talked to TJ like as a human being, right? And not as like a young doctor. I don't know.
I guess I took it more as like, well, she was in her, you know,
her doctor hat, wearing her doctor hat or her,
well, yeah, and her chief hat. Yeah, co-chief hat, kind of being like,
I guess, yeah,
like, okay, dude, but you're over involved here, and maybe you actually are having an affair with this woman.
Yeah, you just don't know if she had said that, like, you know, that would have been more interesting.
Yeah, that would have been more Brit. That would have been more true to Brit.
Yeah,
that's where we're headed, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
You know how they say people have like a work spouse.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah.
Uh huh.
What are you saying, like, now?
Well, I mean, where you haven't actually cheated on your real spouse, but it's somebody that you're over emotionally involved with.
So,
well, I feel like that's what Willow and TJ are headed that.
Well, because she's a nurse, is that what you mean? Because she also,
well, just because they've shared more of their emotional,
well, definitely,
lives,
yeah,
with,
definitely.
With each other than she and Michael have, you know. So they've really got more of a bond at the moment, even though they're not bumping uglies, than she and and Michael, you know.
Yeah, and Michael, I mean, just when that they had that scene at the Quartermains when he and Ned and then Drew comes in.
That was awesome. I was like, kill him, Ned, get him.
I know. And then, I mean, honestly, later when Drew goes to talk to Alexis to find out if that's insider trading.
Yeah, it's like, how stupid are you?
He walks around like he's this like corporate stud, right? Like he's not going to know what insider trading is.
And again, I just feel like, talk about a neglectful parent, you know, again, like, let's set
about
you
that
up
in
with,
front of his
what's
daughter.
Your name again? Oh, right, Scout. Here's a coloring book or whatever, you know, it's like.
Daddy's going to talk about a crime he committed.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate him so bad. And then the scenes with him at Oscar's Rock or whatever the hell that thing is, you know. Like, I'd completely forgotten that that dude was supposed to be Oscar's father.
I know. And I was like, why is Oscar important to him? You know?
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, wait a minute. Of course, it was a different actor, you know. But why wasn't there continuity in the, like, he was carving Scout's name in the wall, but he'd forgotten what Oscar was his child, you know, even though he'd watched Oscar die in an excruciating fashion, you know.
Yeah, all good points, Gia.
So, and The Rock looked too well groomed. You know, it's been a year. It's like there should have been some
since 2019. Yeah,
it should have had that long. Different patina. You know,
maybe some lichens.
I like the word patina.
You just wanted to use it. You were looking for an opportunity.
Okay. Yep.
Congratulations, Gia. You got to use your word.
Okay. 2019, really?
Yeah, that was carved in there someplace. Yeah, and I to me it seemed longer ago because really Oscar's name doesn't come up very often.
No, it doesn't. And I thought it was kind of sad and poignant the way Joss spoke to him about you know, feeling distance from Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
Cam, I'm going to give him a gold star for the dressing down he gave Finn.
Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
About Elizabeth. I was like, this guy is like so on her side and so like spot on about.
He was. That was all very, very insightful. He got like a lot of the good lines, I'd say.
Yeah, and he did a good job with it. He wasn't doing his. Sometimes he's does a little over dramatic something
yeah,
or
right,
other.
Right, right.
You know, like
yeah.
that weird enunciation.
Mm-hmm. Like the poet in an open mic night.
Oh, Jesus. We did an open mic last night.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There were no poets. It was all music. But...
Oh, was it good stuff or a mix?
There were bongos. There was marijuana.
Okay. All right. You're painting a picture.
There were chicken wings.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. So typical.
That was
night.
Just that was just the old man. No, it was fine. Whatever. That's, you know, you got to make a buck.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. anyway, yeah, I loved Cam in that delivery of that speech, and I was like, mm-hmm. thank you. You know, I'm so mm-hmm. tired of these dudes trying to be like the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, coming to your emotional rescue. And
and even though Finn seemed like he got it, I still feel like he's like... At least half of him still wants to ignore what Cam said, right? Like he's
yeah,
it's gonna be a battle
so.
For him.
Yeah, well, I just feel like the bond between Finn and Elizabeth was never
yeah.
for real. It seemed forced or something mm-hmm. from the get go. And then they yeah. just maybe kinda got bonded over their quasi murder yeah. of Peter.
Right, right.
Which
yeah.
wasn't really for real, but
yeah, and also looking for the cure for Chase.
Chase, right.
You know,
oh, yeah, we had Nakey Chase. That was pure soap opera fun there.
Yeah.
Olivia busting in on
yeah, I know.
Chase posed like a Playgirl model.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I know what Playgirl looks like.
No, me neither. Mm-mm. I understand it's a magazine.
A magazine? Does it still exist?
I don't know, Gia.
I don't know. I never subscribed or anything, but I remember there was a girl in the dorm like next door to me that would get them, and we were all like, ooh.
Looking at wieners.
Yeah, we were all like, ooh, wow, let's go over to Lorraine's room and, you know.
Lorraine.
Her name was Lorraine. We called her Rainy, but
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a little bit saucy apparently compared
yeah,
to the rest.
Yeah, a little bit advanced, I guess. Uh-huh.
Little advanced, so we'd look at those, then we'd go over to Margaret's room and listen to Pink Floyd.
Wow.
It was a rich life.
Yeah, I guess it was, wasn't it?
In the huh? freshman dorm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So yep. Let's see. Speaking of dorms,
Okay.
Cam, Joss, Trina.
Cam and Joss. So apparently they slept together.
Yes. This was only the second time, right?
Yeah. But it does not bode well that the morning after Joss is speaking to
no.
Oscar about, you know, how far apart she and Cam
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
like,
I know. And she didn't really, does she understand why she's feeling this way? I wasn't really sure I understood exactly why.
Are you talking about, her new love, like, is that why, like...
Well, I don't know. Is it Dex? Is he the reason why? Or is it just because of what...
I think Dex is simply a symptom, like...
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it's like, well, she and Cam have been, like, playmates since the sandbox, and they're just too mm-hmm. familiar. And they're really not suited to each other anymore. Not really, personality-wise.
Maybe not. I guess, yeah, Joss has become such a, like, a megaphone, you know?
Yeah, a megaphone, that's good. I was going to say a Valkyrie.
okay, yeah, like a Valkyrie Jr.
She's a force of nature, and Cam is such a straight arrow and kind of a, I don't know. He's a little bit of a Boy Scout and a little bit of an old soul. And,
yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so much potential with those characters, you know, and it's...
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like, with other relationships, like, he could meet a new girl, you know, or I
hope they do that with him and don't just drop him.
Yeah. Or he could pursue his music career. I mean, it would be interesting to have him as a
to have that, yeah.
You know?
So I hope they pursue the breakup and show them moving on. I just feel like if it weren't Dax. That sounds
Dex.
Weird.
Dex.
Dex. I am drinking. That if it weren't him, it'd be somebody else. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
She's just moving on and moving over and up and whatever. You know, like she's ready for adventure. And
yeah, she just wants to like experience independence and
yeah. And Cam is kind of like childhood in the past, and he's too nice.
Also, he's got responsibilities. You know, he's gotta like. Keep an
That's
eye
true.
On his brothers, and he's
he
know.
Works outside.
Yeah, so it's not really fair to like you know for her to think that he's not interesting. It's just that he's got responsibilities.
Right, he's in a little different socioeconomic bracket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of worked when I was in college. Like I had one of those college, you know, jobs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like a dork.
Okay, that just tracks. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Nothing.
I was the I think my first year I was assigned, I was the women's basketball like flunky, you know.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so I had to be like down there every day, like doing whatever, like filling water bottles and bringing the ball.
I see.
Yeah, okay. And then I had to travel with them to the games. Can you imagine that?
I can't really.
Did you know that about me?
Nope. Mm-mm.
I can't tell you the ridicule I suffered. Like I had to run the scoreboard and
outside of your skill set.
Well, imagine this. I was like, well, what, how many points is it when they make a basket or what? The scorn and the ridicule. And my roommate, my freshman year roommate, was on the women's basketball team. And so, you know, and so she would like, we would be friends in our room or whatever. Like, and then as soon as we were down in the gym, she didn't even know me. You know, I was,
because
I'm like, I'm schlepping with the big net bags of balls and the water bottles and shit. You know,
I can picture it now.
You know, and this is kind of a hoity toity college. And you're like, yep. Yep, I'm a college aid student that's, you know, got a job.
Carrying
good times. Good times, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, there's another piece of the puzzle, I guess.
Is it? I don't know if it is or not, but
yeah, I don't know either. Your puzzle has a lot of missing.
I know,
pieces.
I have a lot of contradictory information in my
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's
in the mosaic that is me. But anyway, that was one of the things I was just like. But I'll tell you what I did like is when I traveled with the teams, we would stop to eat, and it was always like
I knew that was gonna be it.
it was always like Ponderosa or someplace that had like a huge thing of like rotating pies in a pie safe or something, you know, and, and so I got to eat like one of the players. That was cool.
Okay, that now see that piece fits the puzzle much
better. I think I just did that one year. I don't remember what I did the second year, but
okay, all right.
I may have worked for the maintenance crew or something. I don't even remember, honest to God. I think I was stoned a lot.
Okay,
anyway, good times. Okay, carry on. Yeah. What else do you want to talk about? General Hospital?
Well, all right. Well, we did have, I guess, some hijinks in Switzerland, right?
Oh, yeah.
Once again, inept. Our inept friend, Valentine.
Yeah. And can you say Wimple?
that was a
what
like
what was
a,
going on there? Was that the most ill-fitting wimple in the world?
I don't know. Did she make it herself?
I think she got it just at the dollar store or something.
Yeah,
I mean, it just
maybe.
Looked ridiculous. Like that's not how they fit over your chin like that.
I don't know, Gia, but
don't you know any nuns?
It's just the one.
Weren't you raised by? You do know a nun?
Well, isn't Denise sort of a nun?
Oh. Well, technically, they're sisters, and they just wear dowdy clothing. They don't wear...
So we could be nuns.
Yes.
I see. Or sisters.
Yeah, they're sisters. They're sisters. Okay. They're not nuns.
Well, but nevertheless, it was nice to see Laura.
And Kevin.
Kevin. It was, I would say, nicer to see Kevin. I liked having the two of them there.
He made a good priest. And I was like, I love when I'm surprised. And I totally didn't know Laura was going to be the one that bonked the guy on the head. I was like, I was like, oh, you know, so that was good. I mean, did you know? I didn't suspect she was coming on there.
I think I saw somebody spoiled it. Yeah, spoiled. I wish, I don't know why people have to do that, but I try not to look at stuff anymore because I get tired.
I know, I try to unfollow stuff, but it always pops up.
I know, that's right, yeah. But anyway, so it was good to see Laura, and I'm hoping that she's back for a while now, and Kevin too.
Was that the same Charlotte as we had previously seen?
You know, she
that just had grown a little bit.
Maybe she's grown that much. I guess it could have been. I was trying to tell
she didn't
look quite as waif like, but
It looked like a drag of a school.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
you know, based on sitting in the cathedral or whatever the hell they were in.
Right.
Church, cathedral.
And Valentine didn't have much of a plan. I guess he didn't have a chance to make any sort of plan.
Yeah, how are you gonna just get away? You're gonna go have hot chocolate and just get away.
Like if it hadn't been for Laura and Kevin, he
there would have been no shot in hell to get make an escape. So he's inept, and so he and Anna are made for each other. She's also inept.
Yeah,
she's in jail. And do you get to wear like kind of a cute top under your denim shirt like that when you're in prison?
I don't know. Maybe it's just when you're in the holding cell, although it seems like that's probably not the case most places. I don't know.
And you probably don't want to look that cute when you're released.
No, definitely not. You want to look more like a sister.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. A little dowdy. But yeah, she's wearing like a nice sort of tank top underneath the denim shirt.
And then we get the glimpse of Holly talking
So Holly's working for what? Victor?
That's how it looked, right?
I mean, see, I was already not liking her. I don't like the batting of the fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
I don't like the sort of breathless girly voice. I just don't like that girly. And it's also weird when there's somebody acting sort of girly and young like that who's older, and I find it confusing, and I'm hoping I'm not doing that, the whole like when you come up on like a what you think is a younger woman, you know, wearing a leather jacket or whatever, and they turn and it's like an older person. I don't know, I'm hard on people because it's like I'd probably be equally hard on somebody that age if they were wearing a house coat and slippers or something.
right. I'm not sure what her look should be.
I mean, I don't want to see a Chico's kind of thing going on.
No, nobody does.
But I don't know. I don't know what she should be wearing. But there's some. And then I feel bad because I saw a snippet of an interview with her, with Sonny, one of his state of mind things. And apparently, like you said, she had long COVID and she's been very, very ill for 2 years.
I think that explains the voice part, Gia.
It probably does.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Nobody wants that. We don't want, none of us want that.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, so maybe she's being blackmailed or something.
Right. I think we were supposed to gather from her expression that this was killing her, you know, having to betray Robert. But of course, you know, she sort of has a choice in a way.
And do you think are they still technically married, she and Robert? Like they were married and where is she living? Who's she shacking up with?
I don't know. We don't know where. She was at the Metro Court? Yeah, because she had all those acoustic tiles on her wall.
You hate those, don't you?
They're very distracting.
I wonder if they gather a lot of dust. I've been thinking about that.
Yeah, I would think they would be. Yeah, you wouldn't want to run a black light over.
I have to keep back to the cat hair here a lot in the blinds and whatever. And so that kind of stuff, I think, you probably have to keep after that.
Yeah. Good point. Mm. Good point, Gia.
Yeah. But do they act like a baffle kind of thing for sound?
They probably would absorb some of the sound.
Are they baffling?
Maybe they're functional, not just decorative and baffling.
That's what I think of myself.
You're baffling.
I'm functional, not just decorative.
Not just decorative. Yeah, okay. Okay, sure you are, Gia. Mm-hmm.
I hope at the very least I'm mildly functional every now and then.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Well, I feel like we've gotten kind of really far away from Star Trek, and that makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Real shame. Sorry, everyone.
When I was in Memphis recently, I could not figure out the remote to the TV to save my life. But I managed to find this one station, and all it was playing was Star Trek The Next Generation on a loop.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. I'd like... I would, like, you know, come back to the room from a stressful day with family, yeah,
and there it was.
And mm-hmm. It's been long enough that I didn't quite remember what was going to happen with each episode. I did not see any of the Tasha Yar episodes.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it was just, it's like family, you know, Riker, who has, and I mean, there's a connection right there. Mm-hmm. Because Riker is married to Jeannie Francis. His
well,
name is
that's
not Riker,
true.
Riker
that's
in real
true.
Life.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're connected. They're connected, whether you want them to be or not.
All right, Gia. That's fine. That's what you need
you
to
didn't,
tell yourself.
Were you not a fan of the original Star Trek? Like, how have you escaped this pop culture phenomenon?
I think there's plenty of people who never watch Star Trek.
I don't think there are.
Maybe your various like pursuits,
yeah,
all have some weird like nerd kind of thread running through them, so that you
and yours
you
don't. In. Like I yes, I concede that point, but like yours don't have a nerd thread running through, and like that's where I'm.
Yeah,
like not understanding it. Like
I can't think of anybody I know here in my little world here who was a Star Trek fan.
You must have watched them though, right? Like
no,
what do you want to do?
No.
Like,
we're gonna fight now. Just there was something aesthetically about it that I couldn't take.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so you, it's not that you didn't watch them, you actively dislike.
Yes, yes.
The original Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't feel that way about the following series.
No, I kind of thought, like, if I gave that a shot, I might like it. But I don't really do, you know, that sci-fi fantasy kind of stuff, really.
Hmm.
At all. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's all right, I guess, but no. How do you feel about crime fiction? Because that's like one of my other loves. And
oh well, I like a murder mystery. I like all that right. Sort of genre. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're so different. It's weird.
I love those PBS masterpiece mystery.
Oh shows. Yeah, yeah, love yeah. Them. You know, speaking of PBS, I was bored the other day, and the old man was. I could tell he was pissed at me, but I was like. I was flicking around and PBS was playing
without
Pride
knowing any
Prejudice.
More facts. I'm gonna say I'm siding with Rory.
I think it was like Pledge Drive Time or something. Anyway, they were playing the whole Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's his name? Darcy, you know, the male.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I can't think of I wanna say like Colin Firth was
yep,
the actor.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, anyway. I mean, the whole thing, Darcy just gets to walk around and act like a serious, stern asshat. Like, that's basically uh-huh. all he is.
Okay.
Which is every... Is it Jane Austen? Is that a Jane Austen? Pride and Prejudice?
Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice.
I want to say Jane Austen. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, like, I want to be angry at the author, but, you know, like, for these characters. It's like, it's a woman, you know. So, anyway... Mm-hmm.
Right.
The connection to General Hospital is he had this sort of moosey curl on his forehead, just like Cody.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hated you before, and now I just hate you, like, beyond belief. But I watched the whole, like, I was like the last two episodes, and I watched them both, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, this, we were supposed to be happy with this ending where she get, like, oh, finally, the asshat reveals that he's been in love with her all along.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's like red flags, like coming out your butt. Like, why, why are you getting together with this guy that, like, oh my God. But anyway, you watch those old, like, sort of, what are they called? Like, something about manners.
A novel of manners,
which I don't really know what that means. I should Google that, but, I don't know. I just, it makes you glad that even though we're in still kind of in caveman times as far as how women are treated in a lot of places, like, it's like, wow, at least we're not that, you know, that so contorted the life you had to have as a female.
Yeah.
And you'd have to marry some asshat that reminds you of Cody and be happy about it.
Yeah, and you had to let your older sister get married first, right? I mean, you weren't supposed to jump the line.
Right, well, that part, I don't know if you know that story, but part of that storyline was the younger sister did jump the line and went and slept with a soldier, and they had to make sure she married him and blah, 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 you know, almost ruined all the whole family.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway. Did you read all that? Were you like?
I read some of those. Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, back in that. Yeah.
I guess I did find them a little troubling. Just I knew I couldn't imagine myself in those times. There was no way I would have like fit in or been able to, you know.
Yeah, I'm reading a saucy novel right now that. What I'm going to say to you is I hope you don't ever read it, because I know if I tell you to read it that you won't read it. But
Okay.
but it kind of reminds me, it's called Sad Janet. And
I've never heard
the narrator is so flippant and saucy that I can't help but think of you.
Ah, interesting, Gia. Okay,
and it's all about her trying to decide whether to take antidepressants or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I might take them. I don't know. Like,
I'm all for them if you can find one that works for you.
I've never tried them, but I do like the colonoscopy drug. And
I know you do. And I think you sort of...
Other stuff.
You inadvertently, last time we blogged, whatever this is, when you were talking about your colonoscopy, I think you came up with a wonderful slogan for getting a colonoscopy. Take the nap. I thought that was awesome.
Take the nap. Oh, man.
That was great.
About that. Yeah. Maybe I might contact Katie Couric.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she's big on the colonoscopy thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Katie Couric and, what's that other actor guy's name?
Oh, somebody else recently,
Yeah, I can't think of his name. Funny guy.
Yeah, was it Ryan Reynolds, I want to say?
Yeah, I think that might be it. Maybe
Does
I'll
he have
talk
to do with
him.
A colonoscopy? He's
I think he got dared to do one or something, and so now he's... And of course, they found shit in there, because there's always, like, tennis balls and stuff in there. And
yeah, sure.
Anyway, so he's grateful to have done it also. But anyway, we're way off General Hospital again. I think that's, you know, that's like possibly the strength and the Achilles heel of this particular broadcast.
Strength seems like not the word.
There may not be a strength of this. Anyway, it's fun.
And I guess if you're a gastroenterologist, maybe you're respecting the work a little bit.
Right? I drive by that office all the time, and I'm like, thank you, guys. Jesus.
You know. You blow them a kiss every time you drive.
I love you. I love you, fellas.
Oh, that's sweet, Gia.
I love you, rich bastards, you. Thank you. All right. Well, anyway, did you have anything else to say about General Hospital?
I guess not. I think we should probably end on a high note.
I don't know what that high note is, but okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I feel like they've stirred things up a little bit.
I guess there's a lot that we'll have to wait and see what happens next, so right?
So they shook it up a little bit. They shook the globe.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So
Okay.
It's happening. So we'll watch and yeah, so we'll talk again in a few days.
Yeah, all righty. Well, you have a good night, Gia.
Okay, you as well. And thanks to everybody who's still listening. Yes, there's probably like one or two of you out there. We appreciate it.
They're probably in some sort of a coma and they can't reach the dial.
Yeah, that could be. Whatever, we'll take it.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. All right. We'll see you later. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.